What's up, Wikimaniacs? Support for today's episode comes from True Classic. This brand new sponsor has the absolute best fitting t-shirts a man can buy. Finding the right t-shirt with a little bit of a dad bod is incredibly frustrating. Trust me, I know. Most t-shirts are either way too tight on your gut or look way too big and boxy. You're not in high school anymore, my guy, and it's time to upgrade. True Classic has already helped over 2 million men finally get a better fit at an affordable price. Our listeners get access to the best deal they offer. For a limited time only, you can get 25% off with the code Reddit at trueclassic.com. Again, that's promo code Reddit at trueclassic.com.
We are Cultivate.
We are Cultivate.
Your boy Sean.
What's up, Wikimaniacs? To Reddit on Wiki, my name is Josh Shell, and I am your host for today. With me are my famous TikTok friends. It's the man I'm calling Charlie D'Amelio 2.0, John Consignato. What's up, John?
Who's that?
I forgot you're low-key, like a middle-aged man.
Hey, I am not middle-aged. I just became 30, okay? Fuck off.
At heart.
Actually, I've been a boomer, like body-wise, for the past 10 years, so okay.
Rocking that dad bod, all right.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? Dad bod, no kids, I think.
Hell yeah, that's the life.
Exactly.
every millennial's dream, I think.
You know what I'm saying?
And the man with enough dancing experience to start 100 TikTok dance trends, it's Sean Salvino. How's it going, Sean?
What a do? I thought I was going to be Addie Ray. Thought I was going to be Addison Ray there. John gets Charlie. I get just random dancer guy. I don't get a fancy... Are you Addison? Is that what we're saving for?
Yeah, I'm Addison Ray.
Makes sense.
Oh,
yeah,
gotcha.
I can't give you that. You can be Hank Green.
Who the fuck is Hank Green?
I don't know any of these TikTokers.
The Vlog Brothers?
Who is
John
that?
And Hank Green?
I'm trying to think of who the... I only know Charlie and Addison because when we did the TikTok episode of Shots and Thoughts, we had to Google who is the most, like, highest paid. Besides those two, I don't know the big ones.
Well, Hank Green is like a very famous YouTuber with his brother. And he's written a few books and stuff that are very popular. His brother wrote Fault in Our Stars.
He's
a very popular TikToker now, so
nice. Yeah. I was gonna say, on a side note, I saw a commercial. I don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right. Is it Kababy, the guy that reacts to situations, and it's like he makes it like very simple.
Yeah, all our algorithms are completely different.
Anyways, I just saw him. He has a story where he was a factory worker that got laid off like a few years ago, and then next thing you know, he's a famous TikToker. And I just saw him on a freaking commercial with Boss.
Oh, is he listeners? Is he the?
Yes, it's him. Okay, yeah, he does that. Gotcha. Dude, I was like, dude, good for you.
Oh, that guy. Okay. Yeah. He's got so many followers. I know who you're talking about now.
I just don't know if I'm pronouncing his name right.
Yeah, I have no idea either. So that's fair. So Sean, I wanted to, you know, connect it to your actual life because you were in fact a dance. You did dance. I forget exactly what it was.
I did dance. You're correct.
He's galing with it.
I wanted to make it personal, you know?
I appreciate it.
So we've got an awesome episode for you guys today. We'll be starting things off discussing our viral TikTok video.
Ooh,
wow.
So this is a little bit of the start of it. We're going to be reacting to some comments we received on that video. After that, I actually have an update on one of our Am I the Asshole stories that we did with Dustin from Sandman Stories Presents, which we'll have to explain to Sean because he was not there.
Sorry.
Please don't forget to hit that subscribe button on whatever platform you are listening to. If you end up liking the show, please consider giving us a rating on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, or share the show with a friend. If you really like the show and want to receive bonus content as well as episodes a week early and ad-free, then why not become a Patreon at patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or use the link in the show notes. Back at it again with the plugs.
No. You said you could become a Patreon on our Patreon.
Oh, shit. Like John's last name, I will learn it someday.
Someday. And when it does happen, it will be glorious.
Yeah, it'll be episode 50 or some shit, which is not surprisingly not far away.
Not that far, actually.
Especially if we're banging out two episodes a week, it could be like end of April.
Shoot.
Which is crazy. So all donations to the Patreon goes towards hosting costs and equipment for us, as well as other shows in our network, like the equipment Sean is using now. You hear that buttery smooth voice.
Ooh. Wow.
How's it feel to sound like John?
Still sound better than both of you, but let's not go there. I'm just kidding.
John's microphone costs both Josh and I microphone combined.
Yes, it did. Probably more, actually, now that I think about it.
I think so, right? It's like three of our mics, almost.
I think so. So I do have a second one when I have guests on. So all three of those mics equal one of John's mics in quality. That's why he sounds so buttery smooth.
Buttery, baby.
But now Sean sounds buttery smooth, so hopefully that will make the editing process a little bit better.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just an explosive beep the whole time.
Man, listeners, Wikimaniacs, if you've heard our Manscaped ad, I'm here in person to apologize for the monstrosity that occurred. The audio quality is, I do not stand by it, but that's what I had.
To be fair, you're not the worst sounding one on that ad. I was using the wrong mic.
Were you using your laptop mic?
Yeah, I was just recording my laptop mic by accident.
To be honest, it sounds identical to my $30 mic. So it's
So donations go to upgrading mic quality as well as hosting and other things like that. So please do consider becoming a Patreon if you really enjoy the show. And you get some bonus content out of it as well. Before we get into it, I would like to thank our patrons. Patrons.
You'll get it, I believe.
Yeah, patrons.
You got it.
Thanks to Alex, Taru, Aaron, Gabby, Lindsay, and Vina for supporting the show. We really appreciate it. And if you want to be shouted out on the show, please consider subscribing as well.
Yeah.
Now, with all of that housekeeping out of the way, boys, we are internet famous. Whatever that means. For those of you who don't know what we're talking about, though, I think a majority of our audience now has come from that video. That's what the analytics show anyway. So we had a video go viral on TikTok. It was a clip from our Am I the Asshole segment where we talked about the asshole who, you know, abandoned his pregnant wife to go to a birthday party for his friend. Well, she went to get an ultrasound. So a real piece of shit.
Real dickhead.
People seem to enjoy Sean and John ripping into this dude.
It was a collective ripping. All three of us.
Yes. Yeah. We jumped the guy pretty much. Don't verbally.
Don't humble yourself, Josh. People were enjoying you as well.
Yes, I did rip into him as well. But I think you guys cut me off at the part. And people love that part where you guys cut me off. And we're just like, no, you're the asshole. Sean. You don't even have to continue.
Honestly, we were two sentences in and it became pretty apparent.
Yeah, he was definitely an asshole. It was very much confirmed in the comments and how that video got spread. So as I said, I posted that video on TikTok and I do have some stats for you guys. As of recording today, we literally just hit 2 million views on that video. Probably, was it like an hour and a half ago?
Goodness gracious.
Just about, yeah.
Crazy. It has over 375,000 likes, 9,800 comments, and over 7,000 people have shared it.
Damn. My God.
Now, I do want to get into some of the comments because some of them were amazing and funny. But since this is the first time we've been together since that video went viral, and that is why we're talking about it like 3 weeks later now that you're probably listening to it.
It's old news by now.
It is old news. I apologize, but
we'll be back to have 100 views now.
Yeah, we're already back to 100 likes. Yeah. I apologize.
So I wanted to ask you guys, what went through your mind when that video started to gain traction on, I believe it was Sunday afternoon, Sunday night that it hit like 10,000, 20,000 views. What were you guys' thoughts initially?
Shocked.
I've gotten like a couple thousand on like a YouTube, but I was just in the YouTube video. I wasn't the one that posted it.
Right.
So being a part of that account and then watching it slowly, not even really slowly, it hit a mill in like a day, right?
It was crazy.
It did.
It was wild. I had people reach out to me and be like, I didn't even know you had another podcast.
Yeah. I was going to say the same thing. And I always tell people this, you know, I really truly believe in our content because otherwise we wouldn't show up like, you know, every other week peek behind the curtains, like, you know, show up every other week to record if we didn't think that we were doing something good.
Yeah. But well, that we think is good. That we had no idea anyone else would think is good.
Exactly. Like, this is like the biggest validation that so far we've received. And it was just overwhelmingly nice.
It might be the biggest validation we ever receive.
Well, ever. Yeah. We never know.
I hope not, but it was crazy. Peek behind the curtains. I ran the TikTok account. So I make the clips and then I throw them up. So Sunday morning I wake up and I'm like, oh, I have this clip. Might as well throw it up. It's pretty funny. So I throw it up. I completely forget about it. We're going rock climbing that day and doing like grocery shopping. It's a Sunday, you know, classic things. You're doing stuff. And
Sunday morning rock climbing, something we all do.
It was the first time I'd done it. So
I just climb in bed, my guy. That's all I do as far as climbing shit.
Oh, God. So I posted the video. We went rock climbing. It's probably 4 o'clock when we come out of the grocery store. And I'm like, oh, forgot I posted this TikTok. Just in the car waiting for my girlfriend to put her seatbelt on or whatever. So I just quickly check it. And I have hundreds of notifications. I'm like, what is happening? And I check the video and I'm like, oh, like it's doing pretty well. Like 8,000 views or whatever. I'm like, that's pretty good. And
it's like quadruple anything else we've ever done up till that point. Well,
exactly.
Well, we had one video. Actually, it's at 500,000 right now. But it was at like 20,000 at that point. So we did have ones that went that high. It was rare. It was like one or two. So I was like, this is cool. Like, this is awesome. People are interacting and engaging with it. On the 8-minute drive home, I got home and we had hit 12,000 views. I was like, holy shit, this is crazy. And then going to bed that night, we were at like 45,000 or something like that. And my girlfriend and I are joking like, oh, what do you think it's going to cap out at? And she's like, oh, probably 50,000. And I was like, I'm going to be optimistic. I'll say 60. Wake up the next day, it is 150,000.
Jeez.
Which is just nuts. And then, yeah, as Sean said, by midnight that day, it hit 1 million, which was, you guys know, I was incredibly, like, I felt sick anxious all day. So anxious.
It was funny because that morning, I think when I started talking to Josh and Sean, it was like at 300,000.
Yeah.
And we were like, dude, this is insane. Like 300,000 for us, we probably would have been like peak happiness, you know?
Oh,
and
then
I was joking around with Josh. I'm like, watch this bitch go hit 1 million. And you're like, nah, that's never going to happen. I don't think so.
I was like, there's no way. And
you're
and,
like, it's already peaked. It's peaking. It's going down. It's going down.
I thought so. Yeah. And then I was very proven wrong when it climbed to 600,000 by lunchtime.
Jeez.
And I just said, and I've said on our other Am I the Asshole episode, I don't know why, but I had just this wave of anxiety. I felt sick all day as you guys can attest. Cause I like John was super excited and I was just like, I am not enjoying this at all. I don't know why. My body was like, I don't know how to feel about this. So you're going to be just upset stomach all day. And I was like, oh,
Mom
God.
Spaghetti.
Mom spaghetti, yeah. How did you guys feel once we hit the 1 million mark?
Man, I was like already formulating ideas in my head how I'm going to write my 2 weeks notice. I'm just like, I'm kind of famous, y'all. Like, fuck a day job. But you know, that's not going to happen anytime soon.
No. We quickly realized you cannot turn views into money right away.
I think I was hype, but I got more hype whenever we put out an episode and then it became like by far our highest. Because I was like, oh yeah, TikTok's cool, but you know, something, you know, TikTok doesn't always mean downloads. And that's why, I mean, I don't do it for the downloads, but that's like the podcast number for
that's
success.
That's the metric.
For success. Yeah. So I was like, oh yeah, TikTok is cool, but the downloads is what I want. And then the downloads were fucking crazy too. So I was like, oh shit. Okay. So this is for real growth. Way less cock and ball jokes for sure going forward.
And, which I'm a fan of, I gotta say.
But yeah, it's wild that I felt like, you know, maybe it won't translate, but it did. Not saying we got like 1 million. No. That would be crazy. But we did get like double or triple our usual.
Way more than double, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And still, like the people that have stuck around, like thank you for sticking around. We really appreciate you showing up and downloading our episodes and listening in, even on episodes that aren't just Am I the Asshole?
Yeah, Am I the Asshole thing was just a bonus episode. But now that, you know, it went viral on TikTok, we're like, well, fuck it. Give the people what they want. We're going to do weekly Am I the Assholes now because TikTok demands it.
And we are people pleasers.
Yeah.
Who are we to say no?
I also, like, we enjoy doing it. Like, it's fun just to read terrible people or not terrible people and then just being like, yeah, that person's an asshole. It's fun. And the discussion is fun around it. Before we leave off with the general feelings and stuff about the video and go into some comments, is there anything you want to say to the influx of listeners that we have obtained? Even though when they're listening to this, they'll already be like month-long listeners. Is there anything you want to like clarify or let them know before we move on?
Yeah, I apologize. Yeah, I'm sorry for everything that I've done up until this point. Again, I never wrote any of that stuff. So that, I mean, we were just reading it. And it's not anything bad, but it's not anything good either. So
So episode 2 and then just add 3 every single time. Yeah. Expect
2,
some
skip. 5, skip. 8, skip. And then whenever we get to the Am I the Assholes, you know, I'm a little bit better by then.
I'd say even this year, like the New Year's. Have you done smut since?
No.
No, I think...
Full disclosure, new Wikimaniacs. I did the first one as a joke, and then the original crop of Wikimaniacs really wanted it.
Yeah.
They wanted me to continue to do that.
He's not lying. We had tweets and like people being like, this is hilarious, keep doing this.
And our stats, those were our most listened episodes. But much like me, to a certain point, I think the original Wikimaniacs also got tired of the smut, thankfully. so we stopped that altogether. But those first couple of episodes, you know, it was punishment for you guys originally, and then it was punishment for all three of us. And then it's funny. We laughed through it. We're past it. It's done. Thankfully, Am I the Asshole has saved me from the smut. And I would just like to apologize if you did start from the beginning. Don't do that. Please don't. If it's too late, I apologize. But if you haven't gone back, don't.
Yeah. Just don't listen to the last 20 minutes. You're fine up until that point.
True. It's good up until then.
Yeah.
I'll kind of go the opposite route of Sean, and I'm going to go sentimental. I'd go sentimental a little bit. And yes, listen to the smut. It gets pretty freaky. How we structure the shows and how we talked about this, like outside of the recording space, a lot of times we wanted to separate ourselves from the pack of just being like information overload. Because granted, we are not experts in anything. We're not writers. We're not.
Absolutely not.
We're not researchers. We're not producers at all. We're just like three guys just trying to have fun and like learning something in the most wrong way possible. So what we were talking about like during the recording or during the preps phase, we kind of wanted to sell ourselves as personalities more than anything. So the fact that you all resonated to that and the fact that you appreciated the words that we said and how we approach certain things, that's us talking to you like how we would talk to you if we saw you in person. So just the fact that you enjoyed our personality, that meant a big deal to us because that's what we're trying to put out week in and week out.
That's very beautifully said. I don't know if I can add on to anything you guys said.
I might be more anxious if I meet you in person, full disclosure. My bad.
If we ever do a live show, we will definitely be a little bit more introverted than we are right now.
Oh, I'd be worse.
No, John would be on 200.
Yeah,
I would be.
He'd make up for both of us, which is fine. But yeah, just to add on to what John said, I'm incredibly humbled by the support and the views and the now downloads and welcoming all the new Wikimaniacs. It's been crazy and I appreciate it. I hope you enjoy the Am I the Asshole segments going forward. But not only that, if you do enjoy our personalities and you like just how we communicate with each other and kind of fuck with each other, you'll absolutely love the Monday episodes, even if it's maybe not something you're usually interested in listening to. It is a lot of conversation. So if you do enjoy our banter together, then you will enjoy those episodes too. So
that's all we got.
That's all we got. So we really appreciate it. And we hope to continue making good content and hopefully it resonates with the people listening. So to cap it off, we're going to be responding to some of the amazing people that did comment on our videos. Like I said, 9,800 comments. I picked out a few that I thought stood out and that resonated with people in the comments. So once again, this video was the guy who, instead of going to an ultrasound with his pregnant wife, went to a party and then berated her afterwards for going to the ultrasound without him.
Fucking dickhead.
Yeah.
Idiot.
So Lizzie_1617 says, quote, bruh, the appointment would have taken like 20 minutes. He could have done both, end quote. And a lot of people brought this point up, which I don't think we actually talked about. But yeah, the dude definitely could have made both, yeah, if you think about it.
full disclosure, to give ourselves some credit, we are not fathers. None of us have kids. We don't know how long that would have taken. But yeah, reading that, I was like, oh, this guy's not only an asshole, but even more of a dumbass than we originally thought.
Yeah, it somehow makes him more of a dumbass.
10 times.
I think had we known that information that it would only have taken like 20 to 30 minutes, I think we would have ripped him out harder.
Oh, yeah.
We would have roasted his ass.
Speaking of us not knowing things, so Twitch McGivey underscore 82 said, quote, the ultrasound is so much more important. It checks for so many medical things, end quote. And this was a point many people pointed out that we didn't hit on, mostly because I believe none of us have kids. And so we've never been through this. But the ultrasound also checks to see like if the baby and mother are healthy. So to add on to this just terrible thing that we just thought it was like a gender reveal, but to make it 10 times worse, while this asshole was getting drunk with his friends, his wife could have been finding out like just terrible news and would have been forced to do it, like go through that alone while he was gone.
Even more of a dick.
Yeah, that was very eye-opening.
Turns out we couldn't be more spot on with our assessment of this asshole.
I think it was pretty clear, as you said, within the first two sentences. So A underscore Hancher said, quote, love how he claims she lied. Like she was pretty explicit that she wouldn't be canceling regardless of whether or not he was accompanying her, end quote. And I think this was the point Sean was trying to get across when he was just yelling, you canceled, you fucking canceled.
Yeah. You canceled. She didn't.
Yeah. And it's good that she didn't.
Oh, yeah. Well, good for her and the baby's health, right?
Exactly.
Now that we know. There were so many people that were saying divorce. This should be a divorce.
Love.
And
I can't say what's a divorce and what's not a divorce, but the guy definitely needs counseling. And he definitely needs some help and, you know, get some perspective on shit.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Reality check. Because as Room 1822 said, quote, wait until he finds out how having a baby will affect your social schedule, end quote.
You can't just be going to parties because you got to take care of your kid, my guy.
Your whole life changes. It's not about, I've had multiple parents tell me, once you have kids, everything is different. Like you're not living for you. You're living for you, but you're giving more attention to your baby and making sure your baby's 100.
Has the best life possible.
Yeah,
exactly.
And the part of me that is probably a realist is like, I don't know if his life will change because unless the wife kicks his ass or he gets counseling, as you said, John, but he seems like the kind of guy who would just do whatever the fuck he wants, even if he has a baby. So I don't know if he's the one you want to have a baby with.
Absolutely not.
Which is unfortunate. The last comment I want to hit on, this was echoed all throughout our comments. Most of these were. So if you said it and I didn't quote you exactly, I apologize. We do appreciate your comment. There were just so many. I had to choose a few. So the last comment I want to hit on made me feel like both proud of who we are as people and as a podcast, and also absolutely embarrassed to be a male podcaster.
Oh, yeah. That one.
Lee Saida. I apologize if I am butchering your name. I'll put it on the screen if we clip this. They said, quote, I've clearly been on the wrong side of TikTok since I was a little concerned to see men with microphones, but this passed the vibes with flying colors, end quote. And we got a ton of comments like this. And it's hard to respond to these ones because I feel, as I said before, incredibly honored and humbled that so many women support our takes and see us as like an ally in the podcasting space and the community. But on the other hand, it sucks that treating women with respect and human decency is so fucking rare in the male podcasting community.
This is what I was feeling the whole time we were popping off. I was like,
go off, Sean. I want to hear this shit.
I was like, okay, no offense. And maybe it's just because, you know, I have podcast shit on my algo. So a lot of it is like just people chopping on like the alpha male podcast because Rogan is famous. But most indie podcasts, I won't say most, but the ones that I've been in contact with are all usually decent. And the fact that we were getting praise when I saw all the praise, I was like, I'm sad that this is surprising behavior for people to see. In my mind, this is 100% normal behavior. Like everyone should think that guy is an asshole. Like it shouldn't be a surprise like, oh, finally, some guys spit like everyone should be spitting like that.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
So I, whenever we were popping off, I was like, oh man, it's like we're popping off. And then I was like, oh man, it sucks that like this is, I mean, and I'm happy that, you know, like you said, I'm honored that people respect our takes or at least agreed with us on that one take. Mm-hmm. But like, it's just crazy to me that a majority of people don't think that men would agree with that take. I'm like, damn,
yeah.
we have really fucking sucked as a gender for the expectation to be, oh man, they're going to side with the husband. No sane human would side with the husband.
Yeah. There's if you no side with that way. Husband in that story, get your, like we did have a couple comments. They got absolutely obliterated. Thank God. But yeah, for me, I can't understand who would side with that guy. But you're right. People heard us and they expected us to side with him because he's a male, we're male. It, like, and I don't get me wrong, I don't blame you for judging.
Oh no, it's definitely our gender's fault. just for,
oh yeah.
Y'all aren't at fault for thinking something's going to happen when it happens. You're conditioned to think that way. And that's all on, I mean, there's only so much the three of us can do as individuals, but as a gender, it's kind of shameful to see the expectation is for us to be like, you know what? He was fucking lied to. You know what I'm saying? He was a
yeah. And the crazy thing is, the more misogynistic you get and the more problematic you get, the more spotlight you get. Therefore, you get more media attention. Therefore, you get more talked about. I mean, a lot of the pop culture figures are not really the best type of example. You got Future. You got Kanye currently. You know, and it's just, and I don't blame, sorry, Sean, I'm going to talk about Kanye.
Hey,
Kanye, I'm not talking about his music.
Kanye as a man, we can go in. He's a piece of shit. Music, okay. Not mid, but go on. Kanye is an asshole. I agree.
And I do hate that based on what you guys said about how it's not normal behavior for sometimes, for men just to be normal, you know, just to agree on the right side of things instead of just saying, ooh, I'm macho and I'm a man, so therefore I'm right.
Yeah.
I fucking hate that shit. Dude. And the ones that do come out of the woodwork to kind of comment, it's usually quote unquote alpha male saying, oh, you guys are a bunch of simps. You guys are a bunch of betas because you're siding with a girl. You're just trying to do this to get attention from girls. It's like, no, we're not.
We have girls. We're happily cuffed. We are happily in relationships.
We're in great relationships.
Yeah.
And I want to say the reason why we're in great relationships is because we don't act like total piece of shit. Yeah. All right. So I'm just saying, ladies, I don't want to like generalize all men, but on behalf of majority of us, sorry.
Yeah, well, for sure.
I don't think you're saying like, because I mean, the saying is all men. Obviously, it's not. That is not what they mean. But it is like a large portion. Like you see these podcasts, like I'll call them out, fucking Good Bros, Bad Bros, or the No Filter podcast.
I don't even know what those are. I'm sorry.
There you go. Perfect. I only know because there's a couple of TikTokers I listen to that actively bring them down and like destroy them. So that's the only reason they're in my algorithm. But they actively tear women down so that they can feel better about themselves and they get millions of views.
Crazy.
Whether it's probably quite a big portion of that is like hate watch, obviously.
Yeah.
But they still make money off that. They still get the views and then it reciprocates this. Oh, that's what will get me views. So people just play into that and they make a podcast that's just actively tearing down women. And so I feel for the women in the comments, like her saying, I was concerned to see men with microphones because after seeing so many male podcasts attacking women, they probably felt defensive when they first saw us. I'm not saying we're saints or anything because we're fucking not, but
episode 2. if you need to know how not saintly we are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like Sean said, I think Sean hit it perfectly. They're probably conditioned to believe that seeing cis males talking on a mic that we're going to be problematic. And it's unfortunate.
Yeah. It's not their fault at all. Like we all said, it's hard to blame social media because when you hate watch something, you know, you want to bring it down, but also you're watching it and, you know, it gives other people the idea. You're boosting it up. And in that, not to say we're like great guys or whatever, but it felt nice to have a viral video defending women and oppose the viral videos that are constantly degrading and shaming women.
I mean, like how fucking hard is it just to treat everyone with respect and make podcasting and TikTok like a safe space for everyone? Like, it can't be that. Like, just do it. Just be a decent human being.
It reminds me of like, I have some friends that Tinder and all that stuff, like they online date.
Yeah.
And then they're just like, you know how many fucking not normal people, like not normal dudes there are.
Oh, yeah.
Just like, they'll be like, you get so much credit if you're just fucking regular. If you're not, not like, you know, fucking six pack showing guns or like a
gym bro.
Yeah. A fucking annoying dude. Just be normal, man. Like, yeah. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's a easiest saying, but treat people how you would like to be treated. Exactly. And that was the only point I wanted to hit on, or that was a big point I wanted to hit on before we ended it off. Once again, we appreciate the support. We hope to try and bring some positivity to the male podcasting space, because I think a lot of men can do better in this space, and I think they should be fucking better. So now, with all that viral TikTok talk out of the way, viral TikTok talk.
There God. It is. That's the one.
I like it. Yes.
That's a good take. Picasso.
I like it. We're going to take a quick ad break. And then when we come back, we've got an update from an Am I the Asshole segment that you will not want to miss. So
support for Reddit on Wiki is brought to you by Manscaped, who is best in men's below the waist grooming. Manscaped offers precision engineered tools for your family jewels. Manscaped recently launched the ultimate men's hygiene bundle, the Performance Package. Join over 4 million men worldwide who trust Manscaped with this exclusive offer to you. 20% off and free worldwide shipping with the code Reddit at manscaped.com. If my math is correct, that's about 8 million balls, 4 million men, 2 balls each. The math adds up, I think, right?
Sounds about right.
So you guys might not know this about me, but I used to be kind of an animal when it came to grooming my boys. I would use one of those shitty throwaway razors, which would cause razor burns, and I was always one unfortunate swipe away from losing my manhood. But thankfully, with Manscaped's Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, I now don't have to worry about the nicks and razor burns or losing my sensitive bits, which is my main concern, if I'm being honest.
It's a big concern to have.
The Performance Package 4.0 by Manscaped has arrived, and oh man, is it a game changer. Inside this package, you'll find the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, weed whacker, ear and nose hair trimmer, Crop Preserver ball deodorant, Crop Preserver toner, Performance boxer briefs, and a travel bag to hold your goodies. John, please tell the Wikimaniacs about the Lawnmower 4.0 trimmer.
I sure can, but just want to let you know that Crop Preserver, that ball deodorant, man, that thing is a game changer.
It smells so good too.
It does. This trimmer is the future of grooming, and dare I say, the greatest ball trimmer ever. Their fourth generation trimmer features a cutting edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accident thanks to their advanced skin safe technology. The Lawnmower 4.0 is waterproof and also has a 400K LED spotlight that you need a more precise shave. Because this trimmer is waterproof, you can say goodbye to the mess on the bathroom floor.
That sounds way better than the pair of scissors I use to trim my ball hair.
Oh my God, you caveman.
So not only do you get the Lawnmower 4.0, you get some other stuff as well. You thought that was good, but you want to take your grooming game even further to the next level? The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker Nose and Ear Hair Trimmer. The Weed Whacker is also waterproofed and provides proprietary skin-safe technology, which helps reduce nicks, snags, and tugs in those delicate nose holes. Their Crop Preserver Ball Deodorant and Crop Reviver Ball Toner will change the way you approach your hygiene routine. Trust me when I say this, fellas. Your balls will be thankful.
On top of all of that, Manscaped even threw in 2 free gifts to their Performance Package 4.0. The Manscaped Boxers, which are incredibly comfortable, by the way.
Very nice.
It also comes with the Shed Travel Bag. Bring your comfort and boxers to another level. It's time to take care of yourself, so go to manscaped.com and get 20% off plus free shipping with the code Reddit. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com when you use the code Reddit at checkout. That's R-E-D-D-I-T at checkout. Unlock your confidence and always use the right tools for the job with Manscaped. Thank you, Manscaped, for supporting the show.
Get tuned for that. So I do have an update on an Am I the Asshole. I want to do this because it was one that I think hit home for John and as well as Dustin. I wish Dustin could be here, but he is across the world. It is hard to schedule things. So we got Sean here. He'll definitely have some insight on this as well. Sean, the story, basically this girl has been dating this guy for 4 years. They decide during the pandemic to go to his parents' house every week for dinner, on the weekends. And so as part of her culture, it's instilled in her to bring a gift to dinner, like some flowers. their favorite dessert, something like that. You know what I mean? Just small things like a bottle of wine.
Yeah.
So they've been doing this for months. And one week her boyfriend just decides to tell her, why do you keep bringing my parents' gifts? They're not charity cases. Yeah. That was everyone's initial response. So she goes, well, that's just how I was brought up. You know, my parents are immigrants. This is in our culture, just to bring a nice gift to dinner. I didn't realize I was offending anyone, and no one had said anything up to this point. So he said that she was being really disrespectful and that she should stop imposing her culture on everyone.
Oh
yeah. She gives him the vase of flowers that she was going to take to his parents that night. And she goes on a walk while he goes to the parents. And he comes back and tells her that the parents don't want her over until she apologizes and that it was inappropriate what she did.
The fuck?
And she was wondering if she was the asshole for imposing her culture.
The fuck? What the fuck? No, just this happened for months. If it was a problem, you could have just been like, I don't know, shitty parents, shitty son. But the parents could have just been like, hey, like, does she think we can't like afford these things? Like, what's the problem? Why does she keep bringing stuff? And then he would just be like, oh, I don't know. I could talk to her like a normal person and just be like, oh, hey, my parents are wondering, like, what's the deal with gifts? Oh, it's my culture. Oh, well, they got offended. So, you know, we could just like skip that, you know, because I don't know, just fucking have a conversation. Don't wait for months and then be like, what the fuck is up with you? Why the fuck do you think my parents are fucking charity cases? They can't afford a fucking bottle of wine, you motherfucker. She's just yo, like, this is, I don't know. If this was a problem, why have we been doing this for months?
We missed you.
Yeah, I missed Sean on this episode.
Fuck?
You basically said exactly what we said. The other thing, I think the only other thing we added was, it's not a weird thing to bring a bottle of wine or flowers or dessert.
An adult thing to do.
Dinner. Yeah, exactly.
Or at least like ask, be like, oh, what can we bring to dinner? Like, you know, we're going over there to eat your cooking. Maybe we can bring, you know, a wine or a dessert or some shit, a vase of flowers. I don't fucking know. How do you get upset enough to not allow? Oh my God.
We're not even done yet. That was just the recap of the story. There's an update on the story. She was kind enough to update everyone on what happened after the story.
It better be. We broke up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
Thank God.
She posts, am I the asshole culture clash on, that's her username on Reddit. She says thanks and for all the support and stuff like that. And then she goes into the update. So she says, I told my boyfriend I was sick and tired of him dancing around the issue. At this point, I think he realized that whatever he was doing had backfired. So he sat down all angry and told me he'd explain. I sat and he told me that he'd done something very spur of the moment and that he texted me from his dad's phone, then blocked the number, but begged me to listen. So the dad texted her, don't come over until you apologize.
So it wasn't even the parents.
It wasn't the dad. I had my suspicions. So he just needed to get his parents off of me for a while. Apparently his parents had started hinting at him about marriage since my boyfriend and I talked about it a lot. I fully expected to marry him, as I said in another comment, and I was honestly expecting a proposal in late spring since that's when we met. 4 years of dating didn't bother me, but I was getting excited to settle down. However, my boyfriend apparently realized that he absolutely didn't want to commit to anything and wanted to experiment and have fun since I wasn't, quote, being fun anymore, end quote. Honestly, that just made me cry since we were each other's first for everything and usually very good at communicating our needs. His grand plan, his grand plan was to get him mad at me so I would beg for forgiveness. And then he'd only accept an open relationship as an answer.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Fuck this guy. Fuck this guy. Oh my fucking God. Fuck this guy.
I told you this was quite the update. So she goes on to say, absolutely brilliant plan. I know. He made up his parents getting mad at me, but didn't expect me to blow off dinner completely. And it's like, quote, hitting a jackpot. His words, not mine. He went over for dinner, hid the flowers, and said we'd gotten into a huge fight, but he was going to fix it. But I needed space. After he confessed all of this, he said he was very sorry, but really didn't want to miss out on new experiences when he was still young and would consider an open relationship, but pretend ours was strained with his parents so they wouldn't get suspicious. I laughed. I laughed his ass right out the door and told him absolutely not, and to leave me alone while I packed because I wanted to have some new experiences too. He never stopped begging me to stay, but I left to sleep at a friend's. After calming down for a few days, I cemented the breakup and finally actually went over to his parents. My ex-boyfriend's dad never even noticed the phone missing, but still apologized, and his mom was a mess. I did and still love them and will eat dinner there without him as often as I can. I won't lie that I'm still sad about 4 years going down the drain, but that's life. If it was my ex's best possible plan, then I'd dodge the bullet by a mile.
You goddamn right, sis, you did. Oh, what a fucking tool.
What a sociopath.
I'm a little bit speechless.
Holy shit.
An evil mastermind / dumbass. Dude, evil. Evil, 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 evil.
Why would you ever fess up to something like that? Like, that is, I mean, don't get me wrong, don't lie to people, but this is like next level shit where it's like, you should be in prison probably. Jesus Christ. You are a danger to society, I'll say it. Fuck this guy.
Fuck that guy.
That's
man.
Conspiracy. That's yeah. Plotting a fucking...
To make up a fight just to then come back to blackmail her for an open relationship so that you can fuck other people is... I'm beyond words. Like, it's just ridiculous. It is ridiculous.
It's so fucking evil. I mean, the whole plan is evil. But for him to quote-unquote say her staying home to... you know, get space was hitting jackpot.
Yeah. Oh,
burn in hell, my friend.
Yeah.
Burn in hell.
Oh, man. Yeah, that guy is a certified asshole. You dodged a bullet, and I hope you have ton... Like, I want to take back everything I said about the parents in our original.
I'm sorry, parents.
Yeah, I apologize. You raised an asshole son, though. Jesus Christ.
Gaping hole. Dervaza hellhole.
Dervaza hellhole.
Big booty.
At least you have a cool set of parent-like figures in your life now. I mean, I guess
yeah.
4 years wasn't totally down the drain. So
yeah.
And it sounds like you're young, too. So it's way better, less evil fish in the sea.
Yeah, it's better that you wasted 4 years rather than the rest of your life, you know, figuring that out. And hopefully you find someone much more deserving of your gifts to your parents for dinner.
I was going to say, keep your culture, sis. Keep that close to you, because that will help you out tremendously, especially with the right person.
Absolutely. All right, Wikimaniacs, that is it for this episode. We did just talk about TikTok and Am I the Asshole this episode. I know that's not a usual Monday one. I had planned to do the Banana Republic, but we'll push that to a later episode. So thank you very much for listening. If you want to help out the show, please consider giving us a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Podchaser, or share it with a friend. If you really like the show and want bonus content as well as episodes a week early and ad-free, please go to our patreon.com/cultivatepodcastnetwork or use the link in the show notes to sign up to become a patron. Mm. Patron. There, I said it right that time.
That was amazing. Good job, man.
Thank you very much for listening. Stay tuned Friday for our new Friday episodes. It's going to be like a week old at this point, but stay tuned for that. Thank you very much, Wikimaniacs, for listening. And thank you, John and Sean, for joining me today. We will see you Friday.
Peace.
Bye.
Do it! Just do it!
Expert in fucking matter.
Great power.
For the fifth time, it's your boy Sean.